Hello, welcome to volume number 63 of the Allegheny College Podcast. In this week's episode, we'll talk about a new bike share program here on campus. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Justine Law is a senior here at Allegheny, joining us today to talk about a new bike share program here on campus. First, welcome. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about the bike share program, and tell me how the program got started and where you kind of got the idea from and why you're doing it.
Okay. Well, the idea came from, or was patterned off of, other bike share community bike programs across the world. It's been a really popular thing in Europe for the past few decades, but it's only started to move into America for the past 5 years or so. So other colleges or even whole cities have programs like this. And the basic general idea is that it promotes biking as a sustainable transportation option to driving a car. So even though maybe not everyone will use it at Allegheny, at least they'll recognize bikes as a transport option. And we sort of came up with the idea at the end of last semester, me and another student, Ross Scatchard, not last semester, I guess, end of last fall semester,
okay.
So about a semester and a half ago. And we put in a proposal for funding through the Gator Innovation Challenge Social Issues Competition, and we won a grant through that. So then last semester, spring 2007, was mostly just planning, accumulating bikes, which were all from donations, and started working on them. So,
So walk me through the process of, let's say, a student wants to participate in this and borrow a bike. Mm-hmm. What's kind of the flow for them to step through that process?
Well, really, there isn't a process. It's sort of just a hands-off sort of run program. It didn't really make sense at Allegheny to have really strict rules about who can use the bikes or have sign-in, sign-out kind of things, since it's such a small campus. So really, the bikes are out there. If someone sees one outside the science building and they want to ride to Ravine back to their dorm, they can just take it and go, and then they leave it outside Ravine. Maybe another student wants to take it from Ravine to Carnegie, and then it just continues on like
that. Are they marked somehow as being part of the program?
Yes. They are all painted key lime green.
Nice.
So they're all very, very obvious and very, very ugly to prevent people from stealing them.
That's a good thing. Now, the first weekend, you just rolled it out.
Yes.
How did that first weekend go, and what have been people's kind of reactions to the program?
Well, all the reactions that I've heard have been really positive. Lots of people already understand and recognize the program, and lots of people have used the bikes. The one sort of hitch was that we put them out on a Friday, and you had students riding the bikes to off-campus parties or trying to jump 5 stairs after drinking 5 beers, things like that. So putting them out on a weekend probably wasn't a great idea, and I think at least 5 of our bikes are probably stored behind off-campus houses right now instead of being on campus where they're supposed to be.
Right.
But
Right. Overall,
they're still the majority are on campus and people are using them.
So. How are you educating the campus community about the program and that the bikes are available?
Well, there have been multiple certainly this past week, and then also last semester, there have been multiple articles in the newspaper, and we have some large posters up outside Brooks in the campus center, and there's a Facebook group now, of course, and I don't know, I think just word of mouth, too. People already, I think, almost the entire campus understands that the bikes are for community use, so I don't think we need to do much more education.
Cool. Where would you like to see this program go in the future? Just continue to grow and add more bikes, or are there other kind of goals that you have for the bike share?
Well, I think for this period, we need to see how it's going to work first. But if it does work really well on campus, I'd like it to be larger on campus. And then another thing we talked about, obviously I'll be gone before this ever happens, but potentially moving it into something for the Meadville community also, since there are so many people in Meadville that could use free public transportation. So that would be a goal that maybe is a ways down the road. But definitely, we have more bikes in storage that can be brought onto campus. They just have to be worked on a little more. So
if a student wants to borrow a bike, look for the key lime green bikes all over campus. If people wanted to maybe donate bikes or get some more information, how can they get in touch with the program?
I guess they could contact me. Okay. My email is lawj@allegheny.edu. That's probably the best way. Can I just make a plug?
Absolutely. Good.
The one thing that also, we had lots of help from different people in the community doing the program. So the First Presbyterian Church helped collect lots of bikes. Lots of faculty and staff donated their old bicycles. And Emig's bike shop gave us a 50% off discount on all the supplies and everything that we needed.
Nice.
So
nice.
It's definitely been helped along by lots of other people.
And it's good too that you've made those contacts in the community and that you're, involved in the community with things going on here on campus.
Yeah, well, that's what SEA strives to do. So
cool. Well, it sounds like a great program, and I know I'm going to look for the bikes on campus to see if I can see anybody, if I see people riding across campus. Justine, thanks very much, and have a good senior year here.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this week of the Allegheny College Podcast. Thanks for tuning us in. If you have questions or comments, you can email us. It's info@allegheny.edu or visit our MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Allegheny College. We'll see you next week.